This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
From where we sit in Africa, 2025 didn't feel like a breakthrough year for podcasting. It felt more like a settling year. The rush was over for sure. The format had grown up, and what remained was steady expansion, clearer patterns, and some uncomfortable truths about who really benefits from the global boom. Innovations, challenges, and opportunities in podcasting. This is Into the Podverse. I'm Tony Doe. Welcome to the show. Worldwide, podcast listenership crossed the half-billion mark, climbing to roughly 584 million people. Now, growth slowed compared to earlier years, but that wasn't bad news. It signaled a maturing audience, listeners staying longer, choosing niche content, and forming habits rather than chasing hype. On the continent, the maturity showed up as intentional listening. South Africa stood out globally with a remarkable share of listeners spending at least an hour a week with podcasts. Kenya's urban youth scene continued to lean into on-demand audio, while Nigeria's charts told a different story altogether. Faith-based and sermon-driven podcasts dominated the top spots. In the year of economic pressure and social anxiety, people didn't just want entertainment. They wanted grounding. Across the continent, creators echoed the same refrain. Community mattered more than metrics. Platform instability, shifting policies, and sudden content takedowns, especially on YouTube and Spotify, reinforced an old African lesson. If you don't own your house, don't rearrange the furniture. Independence became strategy more than ideology. On the money side, the contrast was even starker. Globally, podcasting continued to attract serious capital. Advertising and sponsorship spending climbed into the multi-billion dollar range, with North America firmly in the driver's seat. The long-term projections were eye-watering, but from an African perspective, these numbers felt distant, more headline than reality. Africa's podcast economy is growing, yes, but at a far more modest scale. Increased mobile internet access helped, yes, and smartphones continued to be the real infrastructure story of the continent. Still, monetization remained uneven. Advertiser confidence lagged, measurement systems were weak, and global platforms continued to optimize for Western markets first. Yet, success stories mattered. South Africa's podcast and Chill with McG proved that when local culture meets local amplification, African podcasts can rival global heavyweights. Creatively, 2025 leaned into personality. Ensemble shows, long conversations, and unfiltered banter gained ground. Video continued to blur the lines between podcasting and broadcasting, though audio-first storytelling still carried unique power in markets where bandwidth isn't guaranteed. African creators embraced podcasting not just as entertainment, but as a tool for education, advocacy, faith, and cultural preservation. Global institutions noticed too. Podcasts backed by development organizations spotlighted African stories around energy, agriculture, and jobs, exporting local realities to international audiences. The challenges were familiar. High production costs, patchy broadband outside major cities, and algorithms that quietly favor the already visible. But optimism held. Podcasting remains one of the few media formats where Africa doesn't have to ask for permission. By the end of 2025, the message was clear. Podcasting in Africa isn't chasing the global industry. It's building alongside it, at its own pace, on its own terms. The next chapter isn't about catching up. It's about claiming space, forming durable ecosystems, and turning steady growth into lasting power. And that brings us to the end of this episode, and more importantly, the 100th episode of Into the Podverse. If you've listened once, twice, or stayed with us all the way here, thank you. Thank you for your ears, your time, your trust. In a noisy world, attention is a gift, and you give it freely. This show started as a conversation and somehow became a community. Across countries, platforms, bandwidth limits, and busy lives, you showed up. So we'll keep asking better questions, we'll keep honoring the past while building what's next. Here's to the next 100. I hope today's episode sparked some ideas, tackled the challenge, or opened your eyes to a new opportunity. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review. Your support helps keep this conversation going. And if you've got thoughts or stories of your own, then please reach out to me at Tony Doe Media on social media. I'd love to hear them. Until next time, keep innovating, growing, and chasing those opportunities. Chat again soon.
Ina Indeshwa na AfriPods.